It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kanye West has designed t-shirts encouraging black people to exit or Blexit the Democratic Party. West Designs debuted Saturday at Turning Point USA's Young Black Leadership Summit, which is a meeting of young black conservatives in Washington, D.C. The new shirts come in traffic cone orange, teal, and a muted lavender with designs that say Blexit or We Free. The clothes were part of a broader launch of Blexit.com, which includes testimonials from black Americans who have left the Democratic Party. Obviously, a lot of people are mad at Kanye for this.
I'm interested to see how many people buy the shirt.
It is interesting. It's definitely interesting. Pete Davidson has changed his phone number following his breakup with Ariana Grande to distance himself from her. A source said the SNL star has decided to focus on himself and already changed the matching tattoo he got with her. The two are also not speaking, by the way. They ended their four-month engagement on October 14th. Jon Bon Jovi slammed The Real Housewives and the Kardashians during a recent interview. The singer said, "I think it's horrific that we live in that world, and I can tell you that I've never given 60 seconds of my life ever to one of those housewives of blah, 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 or the Kardashians." Now, let me just interrupt here to say this. Every person, and Liv can back me up on this, every person that says they hate the Kardashians or any reality shows like that, they always say, "Well, I've never watched it."
Yes, they have never watched it. They're judging something that they have actually never experienced, which is just pure ignorance.
It's so entertaining, and they are stupid, which is why it's so fantastic.
Right, and also, they have actually given back so much and have done such great things, more than a lot of other celebrities have. Also, I will say, do you know how much they have influenced pop culture?
A lot.
In our day and age, you're an idiot to not pay attention
so,
to them.
So, Jon Bon Jovi says, "I don't know their names. I've never watched 60 seconds of the show. It's not for me." If you've never watched 60 seconds of the show, you don't know if it's not for you.
Exactly.
It's hilarious. That's why it's the number one most popular show in reality TV. Well, he went on to talk about Kim Kardashian's sex tape, too, with Ray J.
"It's not for me. What's going to be in your autobiography? I made a porno, and guess what? I got famous. Sorry, I'll pass. No, go and write a book. Paint a painting. Act. Study. Sing. Play. Write."
Besides pop culture doing things, I think he has a point as far as, like, what positive influential stuff have they done? I know they've done charity.
Prison reform. Saying, working with President Trump for prison reform is a huge one.
But that's, like, the past month or two. Like, other, like, what have you done
they have
over
done
your whole
plenty,
course?
They have done plenty of charity work as a family.
I said charity, yes.
Yeah, so.
What else do you want?
Also, they do.
But tons of people, like, I'm just saying, like, I agree with
him.
They
have created makeup lines, fragrance lines. They have created books, actually. Kim Kardashian has created books. They've done a lot, actually.
I feel like that was ghostwritten. But okay. I'm not going to defend the Kardashians or argue about it all day.
And this is a unique job. Maybe if you're someone that wants to work in the film industry, you don't know that this is a job that exists. You might be interested. HBO is now going to staff all of their sex scenes with an intimacy coordinator.
Oh my gosh, I am one of the most intimate people in the world.
The network first tried an intimacy coordinator on The Deuce, which is a series about the porn industry, I guess, in New York in the 1970s. The trial was a success, and now the network will have the position at all sex scenes filmed at HBO. So basically, the intimacy coordinator arranges standards for sex scenes and protects against sexual abuse on set. So very interesting job. I've never heard of that.
But do they also get to, like, no, I need you to be more sexy?
I don't know if it necessarily includes directing. That might just be the director, but they're there to kind of just make sure everything is safe and respectful.
Okay.
And all that, which is cool.
Well, I represent the big people if you need somebody.
That's the garbage.